What then? Are we better? Not at all. For we have already charged that both Jews and Greeks are all under sin, as it is written, there is none righteous, not even one. Welcome to In the Bullpen, Up and Ready, a ministry of developing contenders. The call has come. You need to get up and ready now.
And look who's coming up. High fly ball into right field. She is gone!
As we read the seventh chapter of Ecclesiastes, we're prompted to ask questions. Questions like, what do we seek? And how do we speak? We see in this chapter that Solomon makes, yet again, a declaration of the deficiency and limitations of autonomous wisdom. He says, life is very unpredictable, and often things happen contrary to what we desire and anticipate. As we move into verses 23 through 29, we see the preacher, as one commentator noted, reflecting on his journey and the inaccessibility of wisdom. We also see our fundamental problem in this chapter. It is sin. Hear now God's word in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 23 through 29. I tested all this with wisdom, and I said, I will be wise, but it was far from me. What has been is far away and exceedingly deep. Who can find it? I turned my heart to know, to explore, and to seek wisdom and an explanation, and to know the wickedness of foolishness and the simple-minded folly of madness. And I found more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets, whose hands are chains. One who is good before God will escape from her, but the sinner will be captured by her. See, I have found this, says the preacher, adding one thing to another to find an explanation, which my soul still seeks but has not found. I have found one man out of 1,000, but I have not found a woman among all these. See, I have found only this, that God made men upright, but they have sought out many devices. Solomon left no stone unturned in his test of wisdom. As he turned his heart to know, to explore, and to seek wisdom, as well as to contrast it with the wickedness of folly. Yet through it all, he found very few things to lay hold of, to be confident that he knew. In the final verse of our passage, he wrote, I have found only this. God made man upright. We were creatures holy and righteous as God created us. But, Solomon continues, man has sought out many devices. Man here references our first parents, Adam and Eve. It references all of mankind. And it's talking about you and me. The problem with the world, the problem with ourselves, is sin. The world we live in is corrupt. And by nature, so are we. Mankind has sought out many devices, many avenues to sin in rebellion against God. One that has been prevalent throughout history and may be leading the way in our own day is the sin of sexual immorality. Lady Folly enticing the naive and foolish, and such men heeding her call. The strange woman, the adulteress, the one who forgets her covenant with Yahweh. The one who cries out that stolen water is sweet. The one whose house sinks down to death. The one who is bitter as wormwood. Women have sought out many devices. Men have sought out many devices. Men listen to Lady Folly rather than Lady Wisdom. They lack discernment. Such men fall into her pit, have their flesh consumed, and are turned into a loaf of bread. Sexual sin has significant and often dire consequences. And like any other sin, when it is not repented of, the ultimate and final consequence is eternal damnation in hell. Through creation and our conscience, we can know that God is holy and we are sinful. But it is only through the gospel that we can know there is forgiveness for our sin, sexual sin, and all other sin. The words of our introduction today were from Romans 3. Going back to Romans 3, we read that though all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, there is the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. Turn from your sin, repent, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Get your eyes up, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and be ready to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Him.